This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 463 for Wednesday, July 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts are mixed Wednesday morning, seeing some consolidation after posting sharp limit down losses yesterday. Canola up 30 cents in the November contract at $771.70 per ton. January down $2 at $766.10. Daily limits for canola have been expanded to $45 per ton today after yesterday's limit moves. Chicago soybean contracts are holding on to gains in early activity, but were off their overnight highs. Meanwhile, soy oil is chopping around both sides of unchanged, with the bias lower. Timely rains are hitting parts of western Canada, but many dry areas continue to miss out on moisture. Ongoing concerns over tight supplies also remained supportive. In the U.S., activity is mixed today, with soybeans mostly higher, corn lower, and wheat trading to both sides of unchanged. Soybeans up 8 cents now in the November contract at $13.13 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 59% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's down 1 point on the week and well off the 71% good to excellent rating at this time last year. A firm tone in crude oil was also a bit supportive for soybeans today. Corn, meanwhile, is lower. The September corn contract down 16 cents at $5.36 per bushel. Corn condition ratings in the U.S. were left unchanged at 64% good to excellent. That's still down 7 points from the same time last year. Much of the U.S. Corn Belt is forecast to see some rain over the next few days, and the timing of that precipitation is seen as excellent for crop development, as the corn crop will soon go into pollination. For wheat, activity is mixed, with gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 11 cents in the September contract at $8.05 per bushel. Meanwhile, Kansas City down 3 cents in September at $5.81 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 7 cents in September at $6.19 per bushel. U.S. spring wheat condition ratings continue to deteriorate, with only 18% of North Dakota's crop in the good to excellent category, while in Montana, only 7% of the spring wheat there was still in the top two categories. The USDA has declared a drought emergency in over half of Montana's 56 counties. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is moving ahead at 45% complete, but that is a bit behind the 53% average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.